Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Imagine you're driving along, you look up at the billboard, and there's a giant picture of you.
Oh, no, that's embarrassing. It's usually not going to be something positive.
April Fools. It's April Fool's Day. Lots of pranks are going to be happening today. But this one happened a few weeks ago. This weird billboard went up of a random guy eating mac and cheese. And all the sign said is, this man has consumed over 20 gallons of liquid cheese this past year. That's it.
That's a lot for this year.
Yeah. It turns out that it's part of this ongoing prank war between two coworkers. Here's the guy that was on the sign talking about it.
It started out as a small little prank battle between me and my coworker Jonathan. We have pulled pranks on each other for quite a bit now. And I saw some of my coworkers wearing these shirts. It says 20 gallons and unstoppable. Of course, those are clues to the billboard that I had no idea was happening. Come to find out, the billboard was up.
I mean, I feel like only coworkers can get away with this because it's like, I guess, innocent fun. Can we call it innocent fun?
At the same time, like, if you're the boss, aren't you like, what is happening at work? Clearly, there's a lot of work hours and energy being spent on making this prank happen.
Right. He goes on to say,
he comes up with very elaborate pranks. He is Jim from The Office, and I'm Dwight. I'm very prankable.
How come when I watch The Office and I see those pranks, I think it's hilarious and so funny, but I would never want to be part of that, like a prank war where I always have to look over my shoulder and wonder what's coming next and if I'm going to go to the bathroom, what I'm going to find. I don't know. Like, pranks scare me, right?
Yeah, it's like anything good or bad, too. There's an escalation, right? So you just don't know what will you have to do next. At some point, you just want to say, count me out. And then they prank you again, and now you're the weakling that they've taken out.
I feel like once they find that one person that's easily prankable, like Dwight was on The Office, they just keep going at that same person over and over. I'm like trying to figure out, was I ever part of a prank? And when I think about it, it was all like in high school things. It was like when they would, and it wasn't even me, but they would like graffiti the other school's like sign with their name at the front. Yeah. And when I look back, I'm like, those weren't pranks. That was basically vandalism. You know, that wasn't the same thing.
Yeah, when they steal like the other place's mascot or whatever. I just feel bad for the bull or the frog or the dog. You've kidnapped that animal at this point. Make sure it gets back safely.
I remember they used to take the principal's car, put it on the football field, things like that. I don't know.
I can't imagine that. Like, other people get away with those type of things. Me, I would get charges.
When I was a high school teacher, I walked out to my car one day, and I remember my entire car was covered in mud. So caked on that I couldn't see outside of the windshield. And I don't know if that was a prank, but it was hurtful.
Right.
And I was like, I look back on it, and I'm like, I mean, I could understand, like, it's funny. It's, what's the big deal? I went and got some Windex. It was all right, you know? But I think that people do these elaborate pranks. They're a different kind of breed, right? 1-800-330-9999. What was the prank that you were part of or you were a victim of? April Fools, don't fall for any pranks today. But were you ever a victim of a prank or were you the mastermind behind it? What's your story? 1-800-330-9999. Isaac, were you pranked?
Oh, no, I was part of a prank at the classroom. We had a very mean teacher in India, so we glued her to the chair.
You glued
last day of the school year.
You glued your teacher to the chair.
We all graduated to the next class.
It's like, got you. You can't take away my diploma now. Unless you can't even stand up.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and just say in America, that probably brings charges.
Passed away 4 years later.
What's that?
She passed away 20 years later when I went to India, she passed away.
Well, luckily it wasn't from anything you did with the chair.
No.
I mean,
she passed away 20 years later.
I mean, how much glue did you put on the chair? Did you glue like her hands or you glue like her entire back? What?
No, just near the knees that you sit on the chair.
Oh, my God, underneath the legs.
So we glued that area of the chair.
Right, yeah, okay.
Knee, yes, under the knee.
Okay. Yeah.
Quick and fast. It was very cold, so that happened.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Things are different other places.
Well, I think in the 70s, you probably would have heard things like that, too, what we used to do in the schools. It's just, I can't imagine doing that now. With,
you know, no way!
You know. Luckily, she died 20 years later.
Hey, Lisa, were you a part of a prank, or did you get pranked? What happened?
My husband used to prank me all the time. I used to be a caseworker and worked for a large foster care agency, and we used to have to go into court in the city all the time. And what we would do is we would take out our IDs so we wouldn't have to wait online for the metal detector, and we would walk past rows and rows of court officers and just hold our IDs out so that everybody could pass us through. And my husband one morning drew an Abe Lincoln hat and a pipe and a pair of spectacles on my ID. And as I walked through, you know, 10 tables of court officers, everybody was cracking up and I couldn't figure out why. It wasn't until I got into court and I realized that he drew an Abe Lincoln hat and a pipe and spectacles on my ID.
That's funny.
That's good, actually.
Like, that's
I like that fun prank.
Like, yeah. I could deal with that. Although I have to be honest with you, I give you a lot of credit. It's one thing to have a coworker be a prankster. To be married to a prankster is a whole nother ballgame. You never know what's coming.
Could be tough. Good thing there was no security inspection that day, I guess. Huh?
No, but it was still pretty embarrassing. I couldn't figure out why all the court officers were laughing at me.
Charles, what was a prank that you were part of or a victim of?
I feel horrible about it all these years later, but when I was a teenager, we stole my uncle's car and we relocated it to a safe place. But when he came out of work, he thought the car was stolen and reported it to the police.
You did steal the car, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
Well, we took it. I should say we relocated it.
But you stole the car.
Yeah.
That is a terrible prank.
Yeah, but it was safe and sound. It just wasn't where he worked. Mm. So he went to the police station and then had to go back to the police station, and he didn't talk to me for quite a while. He lived in a basement apartment where we lived, and he wouldn't talk to me for a long time after that because he was very embarrassed. And I do feel bad about it now, because now I'm older and more mature. But at 17, it seemed very funny.
Yeah, epic. Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that poor guy. Imagine walking out and you find out it was your nephew that stole your car.
Listen. I've had a car stolen before. It's a terrible feeling. I got mine back and the transmission dropped 2 days later. As long as you guys drove it there safely and it was fine, I'm going to get over it.
Is that prank ever funny? Like all these years later, do you look back and laugh or you're still mad?
I would think so.
I think you laugh now, right?
At some point,
yeah.
Right?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.